Just a few minutes, the boys and girls from our church school will be dismissed to go to their classes. I'm going to ask they stay in the pews where they are and then leave from there, and I'll have a short conversation with them here. I think you guys can see me. You see me right? Okay. All right. Pretty special holiday today. Pretty special day for those of our friends who are part of the Jewish faith and are observing that. This is a day called Yom Kippur. Anybody know what Yom Kippur? What that word means? Well, I'll be telling you folks who stay here after you guys leave about it, but I'll let you in on it now. It means, it's called Day of Atonement. Now, I don't know what atonement means or not, but it's the way that you go and tell somebody that you're sorry and you want to make it up to them for something that you've done. Now, I know we all do that at times. I mean, we're good people. We live good lives. But every now and then, we treat somebody the way we probably wouldn't like them to do that. I wonder, Grant, can you help me out just a second? All right, let's suppose, now we're just pretending here. This is just pretend. But let's say I did something bad to Greg. I've never really done anything bad. Okay. let's pretend that I did. Like I called you a nasty name. I guess something I would never do, but let's say I called you a nasty name. You know, Grant, you're a real thought. Then I get to thinking about it. That was not a very good thing I did to Grant. Gee whiz, he probably feels bad about that himself, and I feel pretty bad about myself for doing it. I gotta do something about this. So I go look him up. Hey, Grant, I really let things get out of hand the other day. I shouldn't have said what I said, and I'm very sorry about that. And can you forgive me so we can still be friends? Yes. Good, please. Thank you. That's what it means to make up or to make amends, to show some kind of atonement for someone. And you don't, obviously, you certainly don't just need to be a member of the Jewish faith and go to synagogue to do that. Everybody has moments like that in their lives when they need to go and kind of make things up to people. So think about that this week. This is what's going in the, what is a big theme in the Jewish community this week, but I think it sort of needs to be something we think about in all of our lives as well. I want to thank you very much, all of you, for being here with us this morning, and you can go to your class, and we'll see you in the coffee hour.